And tonight, what we're talking about is the battle. How many ever been in a battle? How many ever been in a fight when you were in the world, right? How many are fighting right now on text message? Amen. I know one thing is life sometimes can be a battle. We're going to go through things that it doesn't always feel good, right? We're going to face some things in our life that we're not going to know what to do. But tonight, God is speaking and he's going to show us how to get battle ready. There's in the Old Testament, I want to read this scripture. It's found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And it says, Saul and the Israelites assembled and camped in the valley of Elah and drew up their battle line to meet the Philistines. The Philistines occupied one hill and the Israelites another, with the valley between them. And there's a key word in there that stands out to me, and it's battle lines. Battle lines. When you're in the world or you watch movies and they're like, cross that line, right? What does that mean? Cross that line. That means we're about to go to battle. Some of us, maybe you're a gangster and you were like, knuckle up, amen. Some of us, right, when we were in high school, even older, we knew what that meant. And tonight, ladies, how many know, I know sometimes the battle line can be scary. The battle line, ooh, I don't want to battle. Some of us are more like, I'm not trying to get involved in that. I'll be over here. I'll bring the water, right? I'll be the water boy. I don't want to go to the battle. But how many know if we could do it in the world, we could step up in the world, right? We could battle in the fleshly and carnal way. How many know we could do it in the things of God? When we're going through things, we can rise up and we can battle. We can get to that battle line. Amen? So this evening, ladies, I'm just going to say it's time to cross that line. Amen? I want to do a real quick recap on, not a recap, but a preview of David and Goliath. I don't want to read the whole thing, but every time I read about David and I see his confidence, right? He was a boy. He was like a teenage boy going up against this big old warrior man who was a warrior from his youth, right? And it's like, where did David get all that confidence to do that? How could David just be like, what, do you guys hear this guy? You know, he's saying all this stuff about Jesus, about God and us. And we're just sitting, how did David find that confidence inside of him? So real quick, so David was there because his dad sent him, right, on a little mission to take some bread and cheese to his brothers and also their commanding officer. And he wanted to know if his sons were okay. So he sends David with supply. And then David gets there. David goes down to the battle lines to check on his brother. While he was there, he overheard Goliath, right, shouting all this stuff about God and about the people of Israel. And then David has such a fire about him, began to ask around, what's Saul going to do if whoever takes out this giant, right? He began to get a fire about him. And Saul heard what happened, and pretty much he allowed David to fight Goliath. So tonight, the first thing I want to talk about are the three stages of battle. The first stage is we have to recognize that we're in a battle. The Bible says David left his things with the keeper of the supplies, ran to the battle lines, and asked his brothers how they were. As he was talking to them, Goliath the Philistine, champion from Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance, and David heard it. What David realized is that they were in a battle. How many know when you're in a battle, you begin to think different, right? If you ever watch war movies, you're not just like prancing around and, ooh, let me do my nails, I'll get my hair. We're not just prancing around, right? If you're in a real battle, you're aware of your surroundings. Your eyes are open. You're waiting for the enemy. You're looking. You're seeing. You're not just doing whatever. And we need to recognize, ladies, that we are in a battle. We're not just, again, prancing through life, just doing whatever. There's a real battle. A battle not just for your soul, but for your call, for your family, for your health. There's a real battle that's going on. So the first stage of battling is recognizing that you're in a battle. The second stage of being in a battle is a choice. You can choose to engage in the battle or retreat the battle. And like I said earlier, some of us aren't fighters, right? We weren't all up in that life. We just stayed away. But in this battle, we have to choose. You're either going to engage in a battle or you're going to retreat in a battle, from the battle. The Bible says, David said to the Philistine, "You came against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." And what he was saying here is David made a decision to engage in the battle. And no matter what your battle is today, ladies, we have to learn how to engage. We can't always keep retreating. Amen. God began to speak to me, because sometimes when we begin to go through it, because how many know we're going to go through it in life, whether you're at work, whether you're at home, in your marriage, with your family, with your health, you're going to begin to face battles. And you have two choices. We could either run from it, or we could root ourselves. And how many know God is calling us to be women to root ourselves? When you go through it, stop trying to run away. Stop trying to make a way out. We got to begin to root deeper. The Bible says that we need to be trees planted by the water that will not be moved in and out of season. That needs to be our prayer, because our first initial thought is just pick up and run. I can't do this. I can't handle it. But how many know if we choose to root, we will be like a tree planted by the water that will not be moved. So I want to encourage you tonight, let's not run, but let's root ourselves. Sometimes we think running is the easy life, but don't fool yourself, sis. It ain't the easy life. It's going to be harder, and it's going to get harder, and you're not going to have nowhere to run. Just root. Stay planted. Root yourself. Our attitude should be of that. No retreat, no surrender. No matter what I go through, no matter what it is, no retreat, no surrender. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in, no matter what I'm going through. Amen. And the last part of the third part of phase of a battle is victory or defeat. And that simply means somebody's going to lose, right? It's victory or defeat. Do or die. I like what David said when he was trying to convince Saul that I could take this giant. He told him, "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God." David experienced victories. Why? Because he chose to engage. When he was telling Saul, like, "Just let me do this. I could do this. This is not my first battle." And some of you know that this ain't your first battle, what you're going through. Don't forget the bear and the lion. Amen. Don't forget that you already overcome some things. Don't forget some of you went through the home. Amen. And you're still here. Don't forget those things. Because that's what David was showing him. He was reminding him, "Look, I defeated the bear. I defeated the lion. And now I'm going to defeat this Philistine." Amen. So we want to walk in victory. We have to allow God to move through us. David was passionate because he was speaking against the living God, and it made him passionate. How dare him talk about my God? And so when we're in the midst of the battle, you have to understand something. If you want victory in that battle, there's no victory without the battle. You're going to have to go through the battle in order to get the victory. We got to stop avoiding things in our life. And we have to run to that battle line and say, "Okay, God, you are with me." Amen. So again, it's our choice, victory or defeat. And in order to get the victory, we have to slay our enemies. And this next part I want to talk about are the three battles we're going to face as women. Three battles we're going to face as women. I'm going to read a scripture. The Bible reads in 1 Samuel 17:28. It says, when Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at him and asked him, "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came only to watch the battle." Right here, what was happening is David's older brother was questioning his motives. And there's going to be a battle of motive. Why do we do what we do? How many know these are real things that we deal with? Sometimes we can feel like we're alone. We're in a cave. We're depressed. We could be going through anxiety, feeling stressed out about things, having fear, envies, jealousies. There's a lot of things that go on internally, inside. Somebody says something and it's like, what? And then we start tripping, right? Emotions. But these things are very real. But how these ladies were handling them, how, you know, that's not the answer. Our old life isn't the answer. Calling him isn't the answer, right? Putting a pipe back in your mouth or popping pills, that ain't the answer. It's like we try to fill these things with things of the world. But again, in this battle, we have to learn how to run to God. There are things that we have to be open with, communicate. And we have to allow God to do that inner work inside of us. We have to allow God to be the peace we need. We have to trust God in these things. We have to trust God that we are overcomers. We will overcome. We got to begin to speak life into our own life sometimes. Amen. When you wake up in the morning and you ain't feeling it, how many know you got to begin to speak life into your situation? You got to begin to trust God in your situation. And the last battle I want to talk about is the battle of the will. The battle of the will. And under that is, of course, the calling. How many know God has a calling on your life? God has a calling on your life. And it's not always just to take a city. It's not always in ministry. God has a calling. Some of us are called. Amen. We have children. We're called to be mothers. We're called to be wives. We're called at our workplace. Some of you are bosses. Amen. Because God placed that calling upon your life. And we need to have an attitude again. Not my will, but your will be done. Every time I talk about the will of God, I think about Jesus in the garden when he began to pray, God, if this is the only way, if make another way, but if not, not my will be done, your will be done. You know what he was talking about? He was talking about going to the cross. How many know that ain't an easy thing? He was wrestling with the will of God upon his life. But his final words were, if not my will be done, your will be done. Sometimes you got to just settle it in your spirit that God called you. Man didn't call you. People didn't call you. Your mama didn't call you. God called you. Amen. We have to settle it inside of us that God put you in the position. God made a way for you to be there. And sometimes in this walk and in this calling, it gets tough. It gets hard. And again, thinking about Jesus, he was walking up, right, all beat and bruised. And how many know he was exhausted? He couldn't even carry his own cross anymore. A man by the name of Simon had to raise up and carry his cross the rest of the way. And we flip that on a spiritual sense. Sometimes we need Simons in our life. We need women of God around us. And when we get weary, when we start doubting God, when we start going through the motions, we need women that will rise up like Simon and help us carry our cross. Because I know, ladies, sometimes it ain't easy. It ain't easy to stay saved. Amen. It ain't easy to walk this walk. It ain't easy to walk in this calling that God has placed on you. But how many know it's possible? We need to surround ourselves with women that will help us catapult us into our calling. Amen. And the second thing under the will, the battle of the will, is the process. And here's where sometimes, a lot of times, we could give up. Because how many know it's a process? It's a process. What does a process mean? It's learning how to live a surrendered life. God is working out that old nature. Because I don't know about you. I didn't come in all Holy Ghost filled. God had to work out some of that old nature in my life. And he's continually to do it. How many know we don't reach perfection? But in that process. So how does God do that? God does that by people. God does that by allowing people to speak into our lives. Yes, through the word of God. Yes, through prayer. Yes, through all those things. But how many know we need people around us that will begin to pour into us and disciple us? Sometimes we fear it. Some of us have been hurt. And, you know, I only let people this far in. You don't know what I've been through. Stop talking about me. Don't look over here. I don't talk to people, right? Or it's just me and my family. We're good. And sometimes we have those. We don't trust people. We don't want to yield. We don't want to allow people to speak into our lives. And if I really share what I go through, they're going to judge me. I've said that. If I really open up, when I was younger, I used to struggle with some things. Hallelujah. And there were times where I didn't want to tell her what I was going through because she might just judge me. She might be like, what? And you're our gang girl leader? Wait, what? No. The moment I got that revelation and I began to share, I began to pour out my heart. Not because she's Jesus, but how many know this woman has been through some things that she can help guide me and direct me and lead me. Because there's going to be things you're going to go through as a Christian, right? In ministry or as a mom or as a wife that you're not going to understand or know what to do. But how many know there's women around you that can help lead and guide your life? It's important that we catch it, that we allow in the process, that we allow ourselves to be discipled. You ain't going to go nowhere if you don't allow people in. You're going to stay stuck there in my little world, and I can't trust nobody. Trust the Lord. Trust in what the Lord says. Jesus did it. Amen? It's biblical. Discipleship is biblical. And in that discipleship, you're going to go through the different phases. Right? We come to the Lord. We're like spiritual babies. Let's rock my baby to sleep. She's just crying about a lot of stuff. But it's okay. She's my spiritual baby. Right? And this is twofold. Even with leaders, we have to understand. We start with new women. Hey, this, she's my little hipa. She's okay. Right? That's where we're at. Amen? And then they go into childhood. And they start with doing all these things and running everywhere. Hey, slow down. Come here. Come here. Right? Little children, then we get into, it's just like life, where they were teenagers, then they become adults, and we have to learn how to just let them be at their family, or whatever, they have their own house, their own family, like we gotta learn how to work as leaders, working with people, but also being a disciple. We gotta learn how to keep under the wings of those women that are around us, amen? So tonight, if I could get the piano up here in closing, and not just in the process, and the calling, but also I wanted to talk about under here is temptation. Because there's nothing that will take you out faster than secret sin. And we begin to go, this is one thing that it's not really a battle because the Bible says to flee from it. It doesn't say stand there, look pretty, and you know, the Bible says to flee. And you're going to go through it, ladies. There's going to be temptations. Married, not married, single, it doesn't matter. You're going to face things in your life that are going to tempt you to that old lifestyle or a different lifestyle or worldly things. And it's not always sin or sexual sin. Sometimes it's greed. Sometimes, again, it's our motives and why we do things. But there's going to be that temptation to begin to walk away from the things of God. But that's one battle that is not ours. That's one battle we don't battle. We trust the Lord and we leave. We flee from it. And again, if you're being discipled, that's where you go to your leader and you begin to be open. I need help. Man, I'm struggling here. I'm holding on to these things. We keep going back because some of us, that's the story of our lives. We keep going back. I was free. Oh, I did go to the home, but you know, it's like a revolving door. But how many know God wants us to close that door? God wants us to go to new levels. And temptation, we need to just leave behind. Amen. We need to run from it. We need to flee. And tonight, I just want to bring the challenge. Because even in this, through these skits or just different things that you may be facing. And again, sometimes we don't say nothing. Sometimes we're screaming and nobody hears us. Because we ain't opening ourselves. We ain't talking. We ain't communicating. And even talking to God like he's embarrassed of us or something. Oh, like if I tell the Lord this, girl, he already knows. He already knows what you're dealing with. We just got to come before God and lay it at this altar. And again, we have to cling to the promise. The promises of God is one. God is our defender. You don't need to fight, he says. I am your defender. Sometimes we're facing things in life and we try to work it all out and sometimes we make a bigger mess than what it was. But God is saying, let me defend you. Move to the side. I got this. God is your defender. That's a promise. He will defend you. He will fight your battles. The Bible says the second thing is he's a man of war. God knows how to battle. The Bible calls him a man of war. And the last thing is, the battle belongs to the Lord. And again, sometimes we begin to go through emotional things. We begin to face temptation. We begin to question the calling upon our life. We begin to think like these women, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I can't stay saved. Why can't God take this? And why do I keep dealing with it over and over? I want you to know that God is those things to you. He's your defender. He's going to stand. He's a man of war. And the battle belongs to him. If we could all stand tonight. I don't know about you, but there's been times where I feared running to the battle line. Whether I didn't want to deal with something in myself, or I thought that enemy's too big. I can't do it. I can't overcome that. It's too much. Or God, I can't. But I want to challenge you tonight that whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, it ain't too small or too big for God. God cares about us. God loves us. God wants us to overcome. Amen. And tonight, if there's something that you've been battling with, if there's something that you've been wrestling with, just like Jesus in the garden, God, if there's another way, if not my will, your will. I want to open the altar tonight because I believe there's some of you that have been battling and you're back and forth and I trust God, I don't trust God. God, help me through this. I want to open these altars tonight. We're going to pray together and we're going to believe God for your breakthrough because like I said, the moment, this is your battle line. When you come up to the battle line, you allow God to be your defender. Amen. So as they sing this song, I'm going to open these altar calls.